$80 worth of change sitting in my gun safe right now. I get them what, a month?
Change since justice.
Ready?
Ready.
I'd like to call the May 16th, 2022 regular school board meeting for Hamilton Local School District open. I'd like to start with the pledge allegiance. And Mrs. Clark, would you do that, please?
Sure.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. We're going to go into roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Here.
Mr. Dahmer?
Here.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Here.
Mr. Ebert?
Here.
Need a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Do we have any past foundation grants?
Yeah,
we have a presentation.
Let me do. I got a roll call. The agenda first. Okay. Roll call. Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Sorry, Mrs. Isaac. Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Ebert.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Ebert, if you can hear me, if we're on to 3.1. Then I would like to introduce Mike Orbiter and Jan Straub. That'll be giving us a presentation on a really exciting grant that the two of them worked on to earn for the district. So if they're present there, Mike and Jan will come up. We have a great presentation.
Okay, did everybody hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Michael,
yeah.
It's all yours.
In early 2021, I partnered with Marcy Raymond of the PAST Foundation. She's a good friend who is the strategy officer for the PAST Foundation, and we decided to pursue an early childhood after-school gap-closing grant. And we specifically decided to choose that particular grant because it matched Jan Strom's vision and design that she had been working on already. And so she's going to tell you about the grant. It's a two-year, $750,000 grant, and she's designed the entire thing.
Because I'm that good. Okay. Well, I first want to, these are actually my notes from 2013, and I cannot present this without shouting out to Vince Payne, because this was something Vince Payne and I really passionately believed that we needed to close this gap. And so we talked to the city of OBEDS, we talked to mayors, we talked to business managers in OBEDS. We tried to do a safety town, something we can get kids into school to close the gap. And so this is really in combination with them. So then Mike asked me last year about doing a grant, which I've never written a grant, but I can talk. So I'm like, if they write, I'll talk. So that's what happened. And I worked with a guy, Dustin, Marcy, and Alyssa, and we were writing this grant for an after-school program and a summer program to close the gap. So in September, I asked, hey, did we get any money? And we didn't. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, no big deal. So then about 3 weeks ago, Marcy had asked if she could tweak the grant a little bit because what we were asking for might not have fit the mold that they had in mind for this grant. So Mike and I are like, sure. So talk to Marcy. Tweaked it a little bit, and then 2 weeks ago on Thursday, Marcy called Mike when he was at lunch and said, you got the grant. So it's $700,000. It's for 2 years. It's going to be called Ready Rangers, and it's going to hit pre-K to third graders in an after-school program, and I don't want any elementary teachers freaking out because it's going to be a collaborative effort between my vision or my thing, what I wrote, and what we're going to do. But I, in no way, I'm going to tell you what to do. So this is what I know to be true after the first meeting today. It's going to be on ELA and social emotional. There's going to be family engagement opportunities. We're going to do it Monday through Thursday after school. We're going to have, where our target is 25 kids per grade. But as I told Sarah and Jessica after school today, let's say the second grade has 40 kids that really need it, and third grade doesn't. We're going to tweak it. We're going to make it work for us. And if I don't have any PK kids, because that's a long day for a preschooler, then maybe we have more kindergartners. So that's just the general parameters. I went with 25 because I thought we could find 25 kids per grade level. It's going to run from October 1st to April 17th, so we have a lot of time to plan. We're going to use CKLA, or the reading that you're using right now, with additional resources. It's going to have a STEM-type model. PASC will be the fiscal agent. And then teachers will be paid for their training and their teaching. So on to staff, I've asked for 5 teachers, 5 teaching assistants, so there'll be 2 people in the classroom at all times. We're going to try to recruit 5 high school students that need community service or are in an education mind, like maybe would like to be a teacher. And I think of my teaching assistant, Haley. When she was a senior, she worked with us for 18 weeks and loved it. So I'm thinking if there's another kid out there like Haley, this would be a great opportunity for her. It's going to be 12 hours a week. There'll be weekly meetings with PAST and the team. Things that I still need to tweak, or we need to tweak, is the transportation. I need a budget, and I have no idea how to do a budget, so I'll be asking for help there. I have to apply for a SAF license, because ODE has to know what the kids are staying after school, what they're doing. The data system, what you currently use, I'm not sure what the elementary uses, so we're not going to get a new system. We're just going to use the one we have. And then I'm going to ask the teachers, what materials do we need? And then I'm going to be meeting weekly. And Sarah and Jessica are also going to join in on those meetings, because it would be ridiculous for me to plan something in their building without them being part of it. So, and Alyssa from the PAST Foundation will handle paperwork and data entry. We're just going to be supplying that information to her. So it's not a grant where, hey, you have this money, spend it however you like. It really is very regimented and organized. But I did tell her, when we met today, this has to be a Hamilton grant. It cannot be PAST is coming in and telling us what to do. I don't want additional materials. I don't want to do anything in addition to what we're currently doing. I want it to be more and closing those gaps. It's, kids are not chosen. They're chosen by need, not poverty level, not economic status. They're, you know, if you have a child that is really falling behind, and that's going to be the stipulation, that they're just not making the grades. So I'll be meeting every week this summer, and if any teacher wants to sit in, once we announce this to the staff, which we haven't even done because I really didn't know even this much until today, but I'll be meeting with staff, seeing your needs, what your wants are, what your idea is. I just wanted really to figure out how we can help these families more. And that was the whole, I called it kindergarten kickstart, because I knew when they left preschool, they're going to have this big gap from preschool to kindergarten. What can I do to fill that gap? And that was in 2013. So this, when this was offered, I'm like, I'm going to just talk until I cannot talk anymore about this. So that's my first meeting. I'm super excited. And that's all I know. I don't know anymore. And I wrote detailed notes as we were talking. I'm like, yeah, that's it. The other thing we're doing at preschool, and this is in addition to the grant, is we signed with Future Ready Columbus. And what this does is we'll be giving this to everybody that registers for kindergarten and everyone that registers for preschool. This is a free reading program. They're going to join the Ohio Governor's Reading Library, Dolly Parton's Reading Library. They're going to get ABC Mouse for free. And they're going to get another program, and I can't remember the name, but all you do is scan this on your phone, sign up, and it's all free. And so I got spots for as many kids at Hamilton. You could do siblings. You could get your 3-year-old involved in it. So when everyone gets a packet for preschool, they're getting this. However, the only thing that when you go through, they are going to be collecting data. And I want to be really truthful with parents. I mean, you're going to get it free, but they're going to know how long you've been on the computer, what you've been doing. But it's a great opportunity. It's free. I met with them 2 weeks ago. So in Whitehall, Hamilton, Columbus, Southwestern, those are the schools they're targeting right now. But they're going to target all of, this is for all of Franklin County. But those are the schools they met with right now. So I'll be passing this out to everybody that signs up for preschool. And this will be free, too. So that's So two great opportunities that came my way, and I just completely took advantage of anything that's free. And then we have our graduation. So if you have any questions, I'll answer the best of my ability.
I have a question.
Sure.
So is it $700,000
for two years
total, or you get that each?
2 years.
So you split that between
this,
the 2 years.
This grant will be for 2 years, okay. And then in 2024, we'll reapply.
I gotcha.
To continue, or, Mike, go ahead.
And Mr. Collier, I'll give you the final amount figure. I think it's $726,000 over the 2 years. So all that money is budgeted. Jan did a great job of sitting down with him for a long time figuring out exactly how the money will be spent, divvied up, and continue to do that. Because, again, we made some tweaks recently. One final thing I want to add to emphasize is that the opportunities for those students for the internship is a paid internship.
Right. So I'm hopeful that first that we'll get the staff and high school kids and assistants, and it could be any of our teaching assistants that want to make extra money. The money will be paid. The fiscal agent, you'll be paid from the PASS Foundation. It will not be, you will not be paid from Hamilton. And we're trying to figure out if we're going to get paid every other week or once a month. We're not sure of that yet. They'll budget that every 2 weeks. So it's just the addition to what they're currently making. And it will be housed at the elementary. We talked about maybe having the kids come over to this building, but I think it would probably be easier to leave the kids there. And then transportation is what I have to talk to Desiree and Kathy about. I budgeted $37,000. Why? I don't know. I mean, I just thought that was a great number. So. I don't know how much a bus driver makes, how much fuel. I don't even know how many buses it's going to take. So believe me when I say any and all help, I will take it. You can email me tomorrow. You can say, how about this? This is an idea that I want to share with everybody. It's, believe me, I'm no person that wants to be like, you know, top down. I want it to be a collaborative effort. And I was at the middle elementary for 10 years, and I loved my time there. So great staff. I think it will be wonderful.
Anybody else have any questions? Well, I think that's worth a round of applause.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I hope to see you. If anybody wants to come to preschool graduation and cry your eyes out, it's this Wednesday. It should be very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, item five, board's report. Items from the board. Let's start with David.
Nothing for me right now.
All righty. Miss Isaac?
So I know we have no students here, I don't think, but congratulations to all the seniors that are graduating, and congratulations to the teachers for making it through a school year. A round of applause to you guys. And I think we have a football meeting on Sunday, so I just want to remind parents that actually might want to listen to this. It's at 6 o'clock for football. Caden Kaiser, he had, baseball mid-state league honors. Ashley Guerin also had an award. So there was a lot of successful sporting things that happened. So I wish they were here so we could congratulate them, but I noticed all their accomplishments. So round of applause to you guys.
Alrighty. You're up, buddy.
Again, I just want to piggyback off of Mary there with congratulations to all the teachers who, you know, made it through this school year. I know, you know, it was a lot of transitions we've had, you know, from, you know, COVID to sending everybody home to, you know, bringing everybody back part time to now having everybody back full time. I know there was a lot of adjustments for a lot of the kids. You know, unfortunately, that's no fault of anybody here. You know, that was just the environment that we were in. But again, congratulations to all the teachers, administrators, and everybody for making it through this school year. Again, congratulations to the seniors as they're going to be graduating on Friday. You know, it's a big time for them. Just make sure, you know, we're still making responsible choices, you know, and with their graduation parties and just everything that they're going to be moving to from here. Just wanted to say congratulations to all the coaches again, like Mary said, you know, for making it through another season. I know, you know, it takes a lot of time and commitment and, you know, just everybody, you know, being there for our kids and able to help them continue to move forward. you know, great work with everybody who was involved with getting this grant. I know that's a place that our kids can truly benefit from. And, you know, anybody who wants to be involved, you know, that I want to thank you ahead of time for going ahead and doing that. And if it's okay with you, Mr. President, I'll go ahead and do my student liaison report also.
All right.
As everybody knows, this past Saturday was Coleman Race for the Cure. So I was talking with Ms. Morbitzer, and she had sent me just a quick paragraph about, you know, just the amount of participation that we had from our district and everything. So she said, after 3 years, we were finally able to participate in the Race for the Cure again this past Saturday. Our district registered 141 people, consisting of students, staff members, and family and friends of community members. Kara Morbitzer, Chelsea Snyder, and Caitlin Duncan took two buses of students downtown to volunteer and participate. Our students escorted survivors into the ceremony and made the path through the crowd for the survivors. Once again, our students and district were recognized by Channel 4's Angela Ann during the ceremony for our contribution, or our continuous efforts for the cause. So again, I know that that's a very near and dear event that our school takes a lot of pride in getting a lot of people registered and volunteering for. And I just want to thank everybody who took their time to help support anybody that was down there this weekend. So that concludes my report, Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you. Ms. Clark?
Thank you. I don't have a large report right now. The legislature is on spring recess. However, the State Board of Education did have a meeting recently, and they did vote to approve a new dyslexia guidebook, which will have really a lot of implications for schools. So I know a lot of you out there are already probably getting deep into that and starting to work on that. And so that's something, it's really the only big thing on the horizon legislatively. Other than that, as others have said, I'm really excited to hear about the money coming in, and thank you for going above and beyond to, you know, bring in additional opportunities and resources for our students. And it sounds like a great opportunity to work collaboratively to build on the programs that we have and, like you said, bridge that gap for kids. So that's all I have. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. My report, one is, you know, Jan, you get everybody ready for everybody else. And we know for a fact that when you get them ready,
foundation,
as good as you get them ready, everybody else just has a breeze. So, you know, I want to congratulate you on what you and Mike were able to achieve. This educational institute doesn't have sides. We're not management, we're not labor, we're not administrators. We're an institute all together. And being able to get a contract that seems like everybody, well, not everybody, I would imagine there's some people that aren't happy with it, but to be able to negotiate a contract, and from what I understand, there's a good working relationship, and it went as well as negotiations are supposed to go. And I just want to say that this nonsense that we have in this country about us and them can't happen in a family. And this is what we are. We're a family here at Hamilton. And sometimes family have arguments, but you got to put them behind you, and you have to strive to make everything better. So I'm anxious to see what you guys negotiated and see if it, I imagine it's going to fit with us. So congratulations for everybody that was involved. That's my report. We have the treasurer's report.
Yeah, I have one item. It's one, my secretary slash AR person, Kim, she is actually, she got approved for a disability unpaid leave of absence. So she was actually, she'll leave us on June 30, actually a little before. So, and you'll see later in here, I got the replacement in here, everybody. But I just want to do a quick shout out for Kim. She's been here like 6 years now. So she's been a good person to work with over the years. And she'll carry on in her life after June 30.
Okay, item number 7. Need a motion to approve financial programs. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any comments?
First, I just want to say thank you to everybody who donated. They're in 7-9. We had Amplify donated 130 novels to our third grade classrooms. Dairy Queen matched the donations at the store for the Vince Payne Autism Shootout of $500. The Rusty's Towing's $300 to the cross country team. And then the Education Union donated books to all the kindergartners at the elementary. And then the intermediate staff also collected and donated $1,000 for the Vince Payne Scholarship. So I just wanted to point out, you know, and thank you guys for going above and beyond for everything that you do for our community.
I just have one question. For the breakfast lunch prices, I feel like I remember from past years, we list the prices for breakfast, but then they end up still being free.
Still free, correct. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying. And then the technology fee, that is less.
Same, 25. Same. And we're waiving the student fees and the pay-to-play.
I'm going to ask you to read 7.3. Just tell us what the prices are.
Approved breakfast, lunch, book prices for the 22-23 school year. High school is $3 for lunch. Again, breakfast says $1 for all of them, but it's free. High school lunch is $3. Middle school lunch is $2.75. Intermediate lunch is $2.50. Elementary lunch is $2.25. Adult lunches are $4. And then extra milk is 40 cents.
Okay, and 7.4, we're wavering the participation activity. And there's not very many schools that do that, and we've been doing it for how many years now?
Gosh, over 8 now.
Over 8 years. And I also wanted to thank the donation and the one that got me that I found very interesting and was the Hamilton immediate staff, where'd you shake down the money at? Anybody here from the intermediate school can say where you got the money?
Mr. Over, I'm told they got that from their jean fund.
Their jeans.
From your jeans fund?
Yeah, the teachers will pay to wear jeans and special occasions and things like that, so it was just saved up.
You know, a few years back, I went to the middle school, and it just happened to be around lunchtime, and I watched these two boys going from student to student, taking money. And I thought, wow, I didn't know they still did that. And I asked Mr. Benders, I said, you know, what's the story on that? And I believe that money was going to Puerto Rico or Superstorm Sandy, one of the others, and that was their extra lunch money, and it was in the hundreds of dollars that they collected, and really appreciate that. We don't normally read off the donors, but I thought that was pretty special. You got a roll call?
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Over?
Yes. Okay, number eight is a superintendent's report. Can you hold that to your speaker?
Mark, you're up.
Yeah, I really have no report to offer this evening other than to say looking forward to seeing everybody at graduation Friday.
All righty. That's the shortest thing I've ever heard that talk man ever.
Wow.
That was simply amazing.
Thank you, Mark.
Item number nine. We need a motion to approve educational programs.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We're going to take this into executive session. And then we'll come back and do what we got to do. Number 10, we need a motion for educational programs.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Roll call on 10.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Everett?
Yes. We need a motion for item 11, personnel administrative.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, before we vote on that, we're just going to, because there's going to be some shifting around and changes, so everybody knows what it is officially. So, yes, would you please read... Yep. Changes.
Ratify the administrative contracts with fringe benefit provisions of the following. That's Josh Conley, assistant superintendent, effective August 1st, 2022 through July 31st, 2025. Three-year deal. Ryan Fitzgerald, operations director, effective August 1st, 2022 through July 31st, 2025. Matt O'Hearn, principal of the high school, effective August 1st, 2022 through July 31, 2024. Two-year deal. Melissa Seiler, new assistant principal at middle school, effective August 1st, 2022 through July 31st, 2024, two-year deal. And then Matt Thompson, moving to the athletic director, effective August 1st, 2022 through July 31st, 2025, three-year deal.
Okay. Let's have roll call.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. River?
Yes. Okay, number 12, it's personnel, approved personnel certified. Do we have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Any comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
I need to abstain.
No, we'll move it now.
Did you move it?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Over?
Yes. Item 13, approval for personnel personnel.
So moved.
Have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yeah.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Abstain. Mr. Sheedy. Abstain on this one. This is
Well, it doesn't show on mine.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Abstain.
That's what you got on.
Yeah. Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Rupert?
Yes. Number 14, approved personnel. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Sheedy gets abstain.
Okay, number 16 is approval of previously tabled items. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Hold on. You missed 15. 15 and 16. Yeah, we missed 15.
15?
Yeah, 15. There's four items and 15.
We have a motion for 15. Personnel.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes. Okay, number 16 is previously tabled items. Do we have a motion?
No, 16 is these three items.
Jesus Christ.
You need glasses? Yeah, 16 is three items. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your brain around? All right, I need a first for the three items of 16. You see it? It's yours. It's yours.
16 is previously tabled.
I thought you just did 15. Now I'm down on 16.
On this, the printed one. Yeah, this printed one says.
Well, we're not doing the printed one. I don't have a printed one.
Yeah, we have. Here's 16.
Here's the one Christy just printed. At 5:30.
You were saying, right? Yeah, something different. On his 16, it's this. I don't know how that works.
The one that's printed matches what's on our computers.
The one printed as well matches on our computers. What's wrong?
The one that doesn't match on mine.
Did you print it yourself? Mm-hmm. Mine was previously tabled items for 16.
What time was it printed?
This morning.
Yeah, this was at 5:30.
I gotcha. Yeah. What we added, we took his.
Oh, well, you guys can't do that to me.
That's just the first part that's been there.
So what this is 16 personnel classifies three items. What is it? We have a retirement. I'll go through it. Bill Ayers and Marion Hillard.
Okay.
And then employment of a two-year contract of classifieds. And then we have extracurricular employment of about 11 or 12 middle school football coaches and other coaches. So that's the three things that are on 16. Alrighty. So that's what we're voting on. Can I have a first?
We have a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Right. Second.
Second.
Okay. All right. Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Rupert?
Hell, I don't know.
Yes. Yes. All right. Now we're on this.
Okay. Now we're underneath previously tabled items. Okay. So which is 17?
Yes.
On yours?
On ours, yes.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
So moved. Second.
All righty.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Rupert?
Yes. Now what am I supposed to be
looking at? And then on mine, we have the previously tabled items. We have, there's two of them. At That's 18.3, and yours would be 17.3, yes.
Okay. We have a motion on the tabled items.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Roper?
Yes. And now we're going into executive session. We're going to be in there for a while. When we come out, we're going to vote on the contract, so you may want to stick around. And I promise you we won't be long. And so we're going to adjourn it, not adjourn, but take it. You know, when the president is the only one that doesn't have the right copy.
I didn't have the right copy.
Wow, I must have said something to somebody.
And real quick, we're going in for D. I just need a first and a second to go to the executive session, and then roll call. I need a motion?
Sure. So moved.
And then a second?
I'll second that.
And then roll call real quick. And the time will be 6:35. Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac? Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Over.
Yes.
6:35 p.m.
Don't do my job anymore. I ask for the motions. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Starting your recording.
Okay. I got 701.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what number it is.
It's 20. 20.3.
Yeah, don't know, say nothing
to
bad.
Out to
okay. No, here.
Good. Okay.
Nobody's here.
I guarantee he can figure out which one to start here.
Okay. We've had a motion and a second. On item number 9, educational programs.
What? Yeah. We need a motion to come out of executive session first.
Do we have a motion to come out of executive session?
Yep. Second.
Okay.
Mr. Dahmer, okay. And roll call. Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Edwards?
Yes.
7:02 p.m.
Okay, item number 9. I think we're ready for roll call.
Yep. Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Over?
Yes. Really glad that it ended up. Did you want to boo him or anything?
You are.
Mark's still on the phone. Did you want to boo him or anything?
No.
Okay, now we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yep.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Obert?
Yes.
7:04 p.m.
All right, see you guys.
Bye. See you, Mark.
Bye. Yeah.
Okay, I guess from now on, I'm going to have to get here early.
Don't
look at your copy. I'm going to have a hard copy.
Yep. That is no problem. No problem.
What you're concerned about, like, what copy you have. What if they were presented with a detailed agenda?
Well, I've been working on that for about 10 years. And if you noticed, I've asked him to read more stuff now than he's ever read.
Absolutely.
Read.
Absolutely.
Read.